What is a meme if not a joke persevering? Sound vaguely familiar? What is X if not Y persevering is a templated meme stemming from the poignant or cheesy line from WandaVision.
But what is grief if not love persevering?
People took that template and ran with it. Templates like that began as formulaic cliches. 30 is the new 20, whatever floats your boat, and now have become culturally pervasive. From public service announcements, to TV shows, to city taglines, and even political slogans, they're everywhere. But what are they exactly? These adaptable cliche frames are called snow clones. They might look a little bit like algebra problems, solving for X and Y, but this is no Y equals MX plus B situation. It's more like Mad Libs. Let's give it a try. Not me. Not me asking my little sister about TikTok trends because I'm already out of touch. Not me using a snow clone to try to explain snow clones. It's giving millennial attempting to appeal to Gen Zers. It's giving trying too hard to be funny. It's giving Cher? It's giving is a popular snow clone that became even more ubiquitous when Shawn Mendes used it in a now viral video from late 2021.
It's giving Cher.
With celebrities like Lizzo joining in. Even more interesting, there was a homophone pun shift from Cher, the goddess of pop, to Cher, the verb. And speaking of homophone pun snow clones, I would be remiss not to mention how I'm a big fan of Dune. Doing the absolute most for the smallest laughs. I could go on, and I will. So hold on to your bucket hats because we're about to word nerd like we've never word nerded before. I'm Dr. Erica Brzozowski, and this is Other Words.
Other Words.
In a 2003 blog post on Language Log, linguist Jeffrey K. Pullum solicited ideas for the linguistic phenomenon of a multi-use, customizable, instantly recognizable, time-worn, quoted or misquoted phrase or sentence that can be used in an entirely open array of different variants. In response, economist Glenn Whitman bestowed upon us the neologism snow clone, derived from the journalistic cliches referring to the number of Yupik and Inuit words for snow, and of course, combined with a pun on snow cones. So the term snow clone is pretty recent, but the concept goes back further than you might think. Julius Caesar is known for a number of things, though the first one that comes to mind is probably getting assassinated, which sticks in our collective imaginary due to beware the Ides of March, and et tu, Brute, courtesy of, you guessed it, Shakespeare. However, besides getting got, Julius Caesar is remembered for the phrase veni, vidi, vici. I came, I saw, I conquered. And now, as the snow clone, I came, I saw, I X'd, we see plays in both the English and original Latin versions, like veni, vidi, visa, I came, I saw, I shopped, or veni, vidi, velcro, I came, I saw, I stuck around. And of course, it's heavily used in all sorts of media from album titles to movies.
We came, we saw, we kicked it.
When our old pal William Shakespeare penned his most famous and most quotable line, to be or not to be, he probably didn't realize that it was poised to become one of the most recognizable cliche phrases of the next few centuries.
To swing or not to swing?
And Shakespeare will be Shakespeare, so of course he does have a few more. Much ado about nothing. Frailty, thy name is woman. My kingdom for a horse. A rose by any other name. In his 1637 philosophical and autobiographical treatise, Discourse on the Method, René Descartes wrote, I think, therefore I am. Or in modern terms, I don't exactly think, so I ain't exactly. While the phrase itself is commonly repeated, it is often snow cloned, such as in the 2015 film, I Eat, Therefore I Am, or the two books on Goodreads called I Drink, Therefore I Am, one a wine guide and one about sobriety. Philosophy's a funny thing, isn't it? During the 19th century, 8-year-old Virginia O'Hanlon wrote to the editors of the New York Sun to ask about the existence of Santa. So from editor Francis Farcellus Church's response, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus, we get both yes, X, there is a Y, and a little Christmas magic. Another popular snow clone comes from the 1939 film The Wizard of Oz, where Dorothy and her friends are fearful of what they might face in the haunted forest. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my! It has since been adopted by journalists as a prime cliche for headlines of all sorts. In the late 1960s, Star Trek gave us a special sort of snow clone. Dr. McCoy says to Captain Kirk, I'm a doctor, not an engineer, or mechanic, or bricklayer. In the I'm an X, not a Y format, Dr. McCoy fills in the Y as the context demands. Most snow clones originate as a consistent phrase that is then modified, but here it's snow clones all the way down. The rise of the internet and meme culture has caused an avalanche in snow clones, from alternate words and NFTs to engagement announcement parodies. I mean, how else do you explain Bodie McBoatface being the number one choice when the British public named a polar research ship? And snow clones aren't limited to words. In the right context, shapes can fill in the blanks. The iconic I Heart New York logo, created by graphic designer Milton Glaser, has been adapted into an I Shape X snow clone. Sometimes it's still a heart in another location, but oftentimes we can see some creative license, like I Food Cart Street Food or I Shamrock Guinness. So why use snow clones? In one simple phrase, you're showing affiliation with others who use the snow clone through a digital inside joke that is a shared piece of popular culture. They're efficient forms of communication for those who understand the context, and oftentimes they're funny, which is just an added bonus. Put simply, humans crave connection and memes just do it for us. And hey, if using snow clones is wrong, I don't want to be right. Before you go, our friends over on It's Lit are launching a podcast. Hosted by the amazing Princess Week's It's Lit Unabridged, features all your favorite literature topics and thoughtful, funny conversations from amazing authors. It's basically like joining the best book club ever, but without actually having to read anything. Check out the It's Lit podcast in the link in the description below. Although the first one that probably comes to mind is getting, because we're about to word learn. And Shakespeare, damn it, Jim, I'm not a doctor. I'm sorry, I am a doctor.